Blog Talk Radio.
Living alone in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord?
Once again, I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we know, Father, that we are in need of the Holy Spirit to come forth to guide us, to open our hearts and our minds, to be receptive to your word. And we need his guidance, Father, so that the words spoken this evening, Father, are yours and not mine, but they will come through me, given to me by the Holy Spirit. Now, Father, watch over us and keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. This morning we finished up with chapter 4 of Ephesians. We're going to be going into chapter 5. But I've got several verses here at the end of 4 that I want to read over once more with you, because it takes us into chapter 5. All right, here in chapter 4, beginning with verse 25, it says, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. All right. In the first verse of chapter 5. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. I'm going to stop reading there for just a minute, because you know what we have just read here really says a whole lot in giving you and I guidelines as to how we can get rid of the old man. We can actually lay it aside, and how the new man can be assumed in daily living. You know, these passages, they specify five sins, actually, to be discarded, and the virtue that are to replace them, and the motives for such as exchange. One is lying. That is to be replaced by truth-telling. Because, you see, we as Christians are all fellow members, and we are to be specific and truthful with each other. And two, sinful anger is to be replaced by righteous indignation, that the devil may not be given any opportunity in mine and your life to do anything. And then we got theft. Theft is to be replaced by honest work, in order that we may have the means to be able to help those that are in need. And then we have foul language. This is all things that the section I just read has been talking about and covering. Foul language is to be replaced by gracious and the right kind of speech. Speech that will edify others and not grieve the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And then we have resentment and wrath. You know, and they are to give way to kindness and forgiveness. Because you see, we have to be forgiving because the Lord God has forgiven us. And he did so through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Not in those few verses, isn't it? Now, verse 3, here in chapter 5. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. We as Christian saints are not to be guilty of committing these things and of the sexual sins listed. And he mentions in these, not be once named, which will lead us to accept that such deeds should not even be the topic of normal conversation. They shouldn't be a topic of our normal conversations, let alone get involved in them as an act. Now, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, or not covenant, but rather giving of thanks. In other words, we want it to be proper, because that's what convenient really means, proper. Now, 5. We're coming back now to a thing or two here that can keep us out of heaven. 5. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Gives us something to think about, doesn't it? You don't want those things in your life. And if you're still walking in darkness and you've done these things, you can be forgiven for it. But then you have to walk away from them. Once the Lord forgives you for them, and he has put them in the sea of forgetfulness, then you must too. You don't go back into those things anymore. 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Uh-oh. Watch that preacher and that teacher. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You see, when we don't do the right thing and we follow those deceptions and things that a lot are teaching today, and that is a shame, but they are doing so, teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God, not only have they put their own soul at risk, but they are putting those that follow them at risk of making hell their home and eventually that lake of fire. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. In other words, don't be even associate with them. Does that mean you can't stop and talk to them about the Lord? No. But that means that you are not to get with them to be a partaker of anything they are doing. Because they lead you astray. 8. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We know that darkness indicates, and what Paul is saying here, he's letting his readers know that the readers used to be spiritually unenlightened, which is walking in darkness, and they will accompany this in ignorance. And even though it was in immorality, and with it came guilt and misery. But you see, light, which is the Lord Jesus, denotes that the recipients are now to be religiously informed. Knowledge of the truth is attended by moral purity and happiness, and you can only get that through the Lord your God and the Holy Spirit and His Word, this book, because every word of it is true. And when it says do something, you can do it. When it says don't do it, then don't do it. Because if you do, you're going to be walking on very thin ice and risk of trouble. Now, 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. That's what we have when we walk as the children of light, as that born-again child of God. That is what the fruit of our spirit is filled with. Something to think about. Now, 10. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Because you know when we are walking, we have to be careful because of constant temptations and solicitations to evil are always there to be put in front of you and I. And you see, we as believers, we must always be proving and discerning what is and what is not acceptable unto the Lord. Well, how do we do all of this? You do it by walking according to the word of Almighty God, to the best of your knowledge, and continuing to grow every day, spending time in His Word daily and in prayer, talking with Him and listening to Him talk to you. And you'll get the guidance and the help that you need in your life to make heaven your home. Because you see, God loves you. He don't want you to miss making heaven your home. But you have a choice. And you have been given that choice and a free will to choose. He's telling you in His Word what, how to do, but it's your choice what you do about it. And if you go to hell, don't blame God. You only have yourself to blame because you made the wrong choice. You made a selfish choice, following your own want and your own pride, believing I don't need nothing or no one. I'm capable of handling everything myself. No, we are not. And His Word tells us that. Now, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In other words, He uses reprove, which means to expose. And as believers, it's our duty to choose to walk in the light and not in the darkness. And when we can choose that, if we need help, the Holy Spirit is there with us to give us the help that we need, the strength and all that we need to make it through whatever this temptation or this that Satan has brought before us. Now, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. You know, it says for, tells why the Christian must expose the sins of the lost if it is shameful even to discuss their iniquities in decent company. How much the worse is the committing of these sins. And therefore, we need to bring them to the light. Think about it. You see, God's work and His Word is there to get us home to heaven, to spend eternity with Him. 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. We know that sins that are exposed are made visible not of the gospel. And for whatever sin is made visible becomes light. It's all there to be seen. Keep it out of your life. Keep it exposed. 14. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepeth and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Now, we know that since exposing sin is beneficial, God invites the unbeliever. That's the one he's calling and saying, thou that sleepest. He is to turn from his sin. That's why he's saying, arise from the dead. And with the promise that he will be granted the spiritual enlightenment and help needed. He gets that through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Christ is the one then that turns the light on for him and lets him begin to see and understand the light. 15. See then that you walk circumspicuously, not as fools, but as wise. Walk carefully how you live here on this earth. And make sure that you are walking by the word of Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Filled with Jesus and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Now, 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. The days are evil. And that's why you and I need to seize each opportunity that God gives us. And we know that in our days and times that we are living right now, there is so much sin and evil going on in our land today. But we need to be walking in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, 17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And the only way we can do that is through the Lord Jesus Christ and the study of his word and accepting all in truth, putting it on, bringing it to life in our lives, and standing to be of help to others. 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, we know that we are not allowed to be intoxicated with alcoholic beverages. And you know, the reason for this prohibition, where it is excess, that is drunkenness leads to moral temptations and leads us to be intemperate even. And it is clearly contradictory to God's will. Because you see, we don't need to be filled with that drunkenness. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what we need. And then we don't have a lot of that to worry about. 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Yes. That is always a good way to worship the Lord our God. That's why at church, you have songs, you have prayer, you have praise, all in order to worship the Lord God and to hear him as he will speak to you and stand there and help for others that are in need of finding the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and helping to edify the church. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You see, all of our prayer goes to the Father. And it goes in the name of Jesus. Because we do everything through Jesus. We receive everything through Jesus. It goes to the Father, comes from the Father, but it's all done through the Lord Jesus Christ. And is brought and handled by the Holy Spirit. Now, 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. Now, you see, he's given us an order here. An order of our lives. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. But husbands, listen to this next verse. Husband, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, that not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. You see what your church is supposed to be, and the only way you'll find that church living up to that is if the teaching in that church is the truth of this word of Almighty God by one that has been called to preach and teach it. Now, 28. 12 men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Oh boy. Let's bring this in close to a midnight. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. You have become one. Just as Christ in the Father, in the Holy Spirit. Those three are one. And you see, when we got married, and if you was married by a minister, need motion justice of peace. It's not just you and her. You are making a covenant between you and her and the Lord your God. Now, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular, so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. And that's what's wrong with a lot of our marriages today, is because they don't have that godly love. And they're not really keeping the covenant that they made when they got married. They've broken that covenant, and not only with each other, they also broke it with God. And things will not work right for them. Think about what we have studied and what God has gave us this evening. And we will stop here for the evening. God willing, we can all be together again come morning at 10 a.m. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for a time that we can come together to share your word, Father, to be able to study and to have the Holy Spirit to guide us, Father, and to give us the things that we so greatly need in order to make heaven our home. Now, Father, we pray for our land, this land that has turned its back and walked away from Jesus, walked away from the church, walked away from your people, trying to give all a hard way to go and bringing so much evil upon its own people. Father, help us to remove from office those that are against you and to replace them, Father, with ones that will be for you, and work with us to put our government back upon the foundation of which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for Israel. We pray for peace for them in Jerusalem. But Father, even more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus also. Now, Father, help us through this evening. Keep us in health, giving us strength. Keep us safe. Let us rest through the night. Let us wake early in the morning, Father, refreshed and ready to get back into your word, Father, and back in to conversing with you, Father, learning more about you, about your kingdom, about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and more about how we can stand and make heaven our home. Families, I pray for all of our families. We've got family members walking in darkness. May the Holy Spirit be able to speak with them and help them to come to the knowledge of knowing that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives and none be lost, that they will all come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. And Father, my wife, heal that mind of hers that those two doctors destroyed. Make her well. Give her strength. Bring her back home to me, Father. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a good evening and a great night. God willing, be together in the morning.